Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything you need to build your cleaning company. If that's you and you are committed to growing, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always dreamed of. If you'd like to be on the show, you can give our producer, Natalie, a call at 480-648-5149 or email us at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. We are always excited to hear from you, Cleaning Nation. That said, today we are chatting with Malika Ann from Malika's Supreme Cleaning. Malika serves the Jacksonville, North Carolina area with residential and commercial. If you want to reach out to Malika, you can get a hold of her at malikaann40@gmail.com. And we'll have that email address in the show notes page. Malika, welcome and say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation.
So glad to have you on. I think we found you through the Facebook group, right?
Yes, you did.
All right. Well, before we jump right into some coaching, let's hear a little bit about you and how you got into the business and if you got any family and whatever good stuff you're willing to share with me and Cleaning Nation.
Well, I have been cleaning for over 20 years. It seems to be the only thing I know how to do. I have two children, two beautiful daughters. I am married, and I just recently moved to the Jacksonville area, and that's when I decided that I wanted to make my dream come true and own my own cleaning business.
So how long has it been since you've struck out on your own?
I started March 2016.
All right, and we are recording this July 2016, so you're pretty new. How have you done so far?
I have had some clients. It's not going as well as I had anticipated. I was cleaning for AT&T, and I was lucky enough to my hairdresser to get involved with Century 21. So that's about all I do right now.
All right, perfect. Well, let's see if we can't help take you to the next level. What's going on in your business? How can I help you today?
Well, I'm putting out business cards, and I'm going to different shops trying, you know, to get some business. And I was just wondering what would be the best way for me to get my company name out there so that I can draw in more business.
Okay. So first of all, let me jump on a phrase that you just said that I've heard a bunch of times. A lot of people say things like, help me get my company name out there. Is the goal to get your name out there, or is the goal to get new customers?
Oh, it's the goal to get me customers.
Okay. So I always encourage people to be specific in what they want, because that's going to help them get it. If you just put your name out there, you could have your name out there and everybody could know Malika's cleaning service, and you could have no customers, and that wouldn't have moved you in the direction that you want. The next piece is when you say get more customers, we still got to be more specific on that in terms of how many customers and what sorts of customers. Have you thought through any of that yet?
Yes, I have. I mean, I do residential and commercial. I, you know, added extra stuff to the list of things that I do. I would like to pick up at least 5 customers a week. And I would also like to expand my business more.
Okay, so we got to be more specific. When you say residential and commercial, that pretty much means that you'll clean anything, anybody. There's zero specificity. And that's what's probably giving you some trouble in terms of when people ask who is your customer and you say anybody, residential or commercial. The problem is if everybody's your customer, nobody's your customer. It's really hard for people to identify and say, oh, I'm in the right spot. This lady can help me. This lady can solve what I need if you do everything. If you're like, oh, yeah, I'll clean your car. I'll detail it. I'll clean your suits for dry cleaning, residential, commercial, big buildings, small buildings, once a week, buildings that need 20 employees, buildings that need one employee. See what I'm saying? That you've got to really be a lot tighter on and more clear on who you want to serve before you can start growing. So my first encouragement would be to really niche down and pick an area that you want to serve. So when someone says, who do you serve? You can say, I serve real estate agencies like, you know, Century 21 or, you know, offices that are between 5 and 10,000 square feet. But if you just serve everybody, it's hard for people to give referrals or for you to even know where to start because there's just too many people. Does that make sense or is it kind of confusing going the other way?
No. It makes absolute sense because, I mean, I prefer doing real estate, you know, move out, those sorts of things instead of, you know, going in somebody's house, you know, they have all their beautiful stuff there and, you know, touching it and dusting it. Yeah, I would rather do real estate. Yeah.
Right, so the first thing is going to be to pick a niche. The second thing is to kind of get a realistic goal and plan. So it sounds like you've been in business for a couple months and you've got two customers, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said your goal is to get 5 customers a week. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that goal doesn't really make sense with where you're at now. Because if you've been doing this for, let's just call it 3 months, and you've only got 2 customers, you're getting less than 1 customer a week or a month. And you're saying that you want to move to 20 customers a month. If you did that, if you got 20 customers in the next month, I'm assuming you don't have any employees yet?
Yes, I do. I have one employee.
Okay. So you and your one employee aren't going to be able to take on 20 customers this month.
Makes sense. Didn't think about that.
Yeah. So you've got to be a lot more specific with your goal, and then you want to match it with a plan. So and that's probably where you called in, like, hey, help me create a plan to find these customers, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So again, the problem is, or not the problem, but the thing that you've got to do, we've got to do the first things first and kind of do this in order. So the plan that I would set out for you as your coach is, first and foremost, I would pick a niche of people that you want to serve. Second, I would start becoming an expert in that niche. I would know why they hire cleaners, why they fire cleaners, what's important to them, what they love, what they hate, pretty much everything I could know about those about those people. And then it's a lot easier to quote unquote get your name out or spread the word about what you do. Because if you think about it, if like currently you serve residential and commercial, I have no idea the size of Jacksonville, but there's probably over 100,000 people you could do business with. And there is just no way you could get your name out, so to speak, with that many people on the budget of a startup, right? But if you pick whatever, dentist office or car dealerships or hospitals or schools or daycare. I mean, there's 1,000 niches you could pick. Let's just say daycare. If you pick daycare, there might only be 20 in your area, right? I mean, you're not willing to drive to Phoenix. So in, you know, within 20 or 30 miles of your house or your office, there might only be, you know, less than 100 of these daycares available. So now if you pick that as your niche, now you've got a starting point where you can go to every one of those daycares. You can talk to 100% of them and say, hey, all I do is daycares. That's all I do day in and day out. That's my life. That's my passion, is making daycares lives better. And when you get a friend or your hairstylist or whatever, and they say, what do? You say, I help daycares make their businesses better through facilities management. And that's a lot easier to refer you to a daycare person that they know, as opposed to saying, I clean, who do you know? And they're like, well, gosh, I know hundreds of people or dozens of people. I don't know why would I refer, you know what I'm saying? They don't know how to refer you to every single person they know. And even if they did, what are they going to just give you their like address book? You know, it doesn't make sense. But when you're specific and say, I look for daycares, they might have one daycare that they know and go, oh, that's all that you do. And then they can call that daycare place or give you that daycare place's information. It just makes it a lot easier to give a referral. Are you tracking so far?
I am. Okay. Tracking so far.
Cool. So I guess the long story short is find a niche, pick a niche, and then get a list of every single person in that niche. And I like shooting for at least probably 50 and no more than a couple hundred. Because if you get 1,000 or 2,000 people, unless your budget starts getting bigger, it's a lot harder to communicate with all those people on a monthly basis, which is what you want to do. So really get specific about who you want to serve. Get specific about your goal, right? I mean, make a reasonable goal. So I might say, for the first month, I might say I'm looking for, first of all, like if you pick daycare, and you don't have to, but once you've got that and you've got your list, you go, there's 86 daycares within 30 miles of me. You might say, well, shoot, if I can just get, you know, 10% of those in the first year, that's 8 or 9 daycares. So you're like, you know, I'm going to shoot for one daycare a month. And if a daycare a month is $1,000 a month, you know, you've built a $12,000 a month business or $150,000 business just in a year. Does that all sound comfortable and things that you can do, or is some of that scary?
Oh, no, that's very comfortable, not scary at all.
Okay, so that's, before we get into a ton more specifics, that's kind of where I need you to go, is pick out your niche, get a goal that's a little more kind of in line with what you've got, try that, and then we can kind of take the next step. So that's the coaching I've got for you today. Do you have any questions or thoughts or anything else you need before we move on to the lightning round?
No, I don't.
Perfect guest. You're making my life easy. All right, sister, here's your opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation, and you can share some of the things that you know. First question, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice that I ever received was don't make your expectations higher than what you can give back.
Okay, so make sure you're giving before you get.
Yes.
Love it. That's great feedback. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made? I know you haven't been in long, but what's the biggest mistake you've made so far in the cleaning business?
Pricing is my biggest mistake that I've made.
Let me guess, too cheap?
Well, actually got into a discussion with a guy not too long ago. He says that I'm too expensive for the area. I don't feel that I am. I feel that, you know, I am too cheap. I mean, I give discounts to veterans and senior citizens. And the first time I clean, you know, I give 10% off. So that seems to be my biggest.
We'll keep moving into the lightning round, but I got to tell you, I don't know who this guy is telling you're too cheap, but if he ain't willing to do the cleaning himself, he has no right to tell you if you're too expensive or too cheap. You've got to determine what makes sense for you in your life. So, and I'm guessing as a coach, if I looked over your pricing, you'd probably be too cheap and need to get people telling you different out of your life. I've almost never fallen to people that are actually too expensive. They just don't know how to communicate their value to the right people. I find that a lot, but their prices are right. Their marketing and their communication ability is off. And I'm guessing that's the case with you. All right. Question number three, what's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will improve their lives or their business or both?
Oh, see, this is a tough question. Just do the best that you can and communicate with your clientele and know the chemicals that you're using and what the customer wants.
All right. Well, that's a lot of pieces of advice, but we'll take it. All right. Monique, I don't know where I got that. Malika, thank you so much for joining us. And I appreciate you kind of coming on as a newer person and sharing where you're at and hopefully getting some value that's going to help you move forward. I truly appreciate you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Malika's show notes page and discover everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.